Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, Babu ma yaquluhu ba'da taghmid al-mayyit. The chapter on what to say after covering the eyes of the deceased. When a person passes away, then what we should say, what we should read at that moment after just closing the eyes of the deceased. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, he mentions that when a person's, for example, a person's close relative passes away, sometimes it may be a person's wife or a wife, a person's husband, or a person loses his father or loses his mother. So he explains from this hadith, we'll also understand what explanation he's giving, is that a condition overtakes a person at those moments. When somebody close just passes away, there's a condition that overtakes a person, it's called a kafiyat. And when that condition overtakes that person at those moments, immediate moments after the passing away of some close person, then what happens is he says that Allah Ta'ala's special connection, there's a special ta'alluq between that person and Allah Ta'ala at that moment. There's a very special connection that is created in those moments when that kafiyat, when that condition overtakes this person. So he says many people just waste that condition, that ta'alluq, that connection with Allah Ta'ala that is now established. Many people just waste it. Whereas we learn that this connection is there wherein du'as are accepted. So the best thing a person can do at that moment when just loses some person, at that moment many people are crying, people are screaming, and sometimes people are phoning immediately. The best thing to do at that moment is make du'a. And we learn from this du'a, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that at that moment when everyone is screaming or crying or everyone is depressed, naturally you'll be depressed and sad, but at that moment the best thing to do, despite a person being sad and depressed, is a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes maximum benefit from that connection that is created in those moments immediately following a person's close relative's death, etc., and he takes advantage and he makes dua, because that connection doesn't last very long. It's there for those moments after a person passes away. An Ummi Salamata radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سلمة وقد شق بصره فأغمضه ثم قال إن الروح إذا قبض تبعه البصر فضج ناس من أهله فقال لا تدعوا على أنفسكم إلا بخير فإن الملائكة يؤمنون على ما تقولون ثم قال اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمة وارفع درجته في المهديين واخلفه في عقبه في الغابرين واغفر لنا وله يا رب العالمين وافسح له في قبره ونوّر له فيه. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited Hazrat Abu Salama رضي الله عنه and his eyes were fixed. When a person passes away, you'll find that the eyes are fixed, wide open. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is explaining to us that why this happens. He goes on to explain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, so first Rasulullah sallam, when he came there, his eyes were fixed, just passed away, his eyes were wide open. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed them. He closed the eyes of Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst closing the eyes, he explained that when the soul is taken, the sight follows it. The sight follows the soul. As the soul is leaving the body, the sight actually follows the soul. Therefore you find a person's eyes going big also. Person opens his eyes wide, and some people actually see that eyes actually moving backwards as they can see this person following his soul. Imagine a person that is waiting and waiting and waiting for the malaika and waiting for those moments, and he's seeing the beautiful malaika coming and taking his soul. How that eye follows it, what beauty and what enjoyment and what ecstasy. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he closed his eyes while saying that when the soul is taken, the sight follows it. Some of his family members began wailing. So at this moment now, they made out, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed his eyes and he explained this, they made out now for sure he passed away. So at that moment, some of the family members began crying, wailing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only make dua for goodness for yourselves, for the angels say ameen to whatever you say. See these moments? This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, that make dua for yourself of goodness, for the angels are saying ameen to whatever you say. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made this dua at that moment. O Allah, forgive Abu Salama, elevate his rank among those who are guided, and appoint for him a successor amongst those who he leaves behind. So first, Allah Ta'ala elevate his status. Number two, and not just elevate his status, but elevate his status amongst those who are guided, those that are rightly guided. Sometimes you can get a person's status elevated amongst the politicians, amongst the sports players, amongst those that are just businessmen in terms of wealth. So he's elevated in terms of worldly things. But here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is specific about what he's asking. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, elevate his rank amongst those that are guided. In other words, those that are upon hidayat. Appoint for him a successor amongst those whom he leaves behind. Forgive us and forgive him, O the sustainer of the worlds. Expand his grave for him and illuminate his qabr. What a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. So yeah, from one point from this ulama take out, is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, expand his grave for him and illuminate it, that shows that a person enjoys the bounties in the grave and benefits when the living are supplicating on his behalf. So whilst people are making, he passed away, and now he is going to the qabr, or he is in the qabr, whilst the living are making dua, this person is enjoying in the qabr. So therefore we shouldn't lose out on opportunities to give isalu sawab for family members, people that have passed away, for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one good opportunity is this time of qurbani. If a person can afford it and he's got the means, then do one nafil qurbani. Apart from our wajib qurbani that we are doing for ourselves, do one nafil qurbani, and we can intend the sawab to go to all our relatives. Not only all our relatives, we include Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, include the sahaba, and we can include the whole ummah in the sawab of one nafil qurbani. How nice that will be if we including someone today, and tomorrow when we are not around, people are including us in that sawab. So it is a continuous chain that goes on, when those that are living think about those that have passed away. And those that are passed away, because of their good actions that they did whilst they were alive, Allah Ta'ala is making it such that people remember them also. So therefore, it's important that we use and find opportunities to remember our deceased, make dua for them, and then they are also dependent on our duas. And also when we do this, and Allah Ta'ala creates conditions such that the day we're not around, people will also remember us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.